When your furnace quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Fewer HVAC companies are truly family-owned these days, but Care still is. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Today, more and more companies are backed by venture capital firms, where profit goals often drive a sales-first culture. At Care, we operate with family values. That means honest recommendations, fair pricing, and technicians who are paid to fix your furnace, not sell you a new one. So for honest, fair service, call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hello, friends and neighbors. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you are listening to the Country Music Talk podcast. Now, we always bring you the best guests on the podcast, and today, oh, it's no exception. I'm so excited to tell you that the multi-million selling, multi-award winning country music megastar, Carrie Underwood, is my guest. Now, I don't need to tell you Carrie's story from the moment that she walked in front of Simon Cowell and Randy Jackson all those years ago on American Idol. Her life has never been the same. And now she's released her 9th studio album, Denim and Rhinestones. And we were so lucky because on a recent trip to London, Carrie came into the Absolute Radio Country Studios to catch up. I won't make you wait any longer. Let's do it.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard. My guest today, everybody's so excited for this. Even security on the front door was excited for this. And there's a lot of stars that come through these doors. It's the multi-million selling, multi-Grammy, CMA, ACM award winning, Carrie Underwood. Hey,
hi.
Carrie. How's it going? How are you feeling? Because you just arrived.
Yes, I'm good. When I'm moving, when I'm doing things, I'm good. It's when I sit down that the jet lag.
Oh, should we do this standing up?
Jet lag monster. No.
we can do aerobics while we do this.
I'm talking to you, so that's interesting. So that will keep me awake.
Incredible new album, Denim and Rhinestones. It's out now. We love it. We loved it even before we heard it because Denim and Rhinestones, it's some, like, instantly you've got a picture in your head.
Yes.
You know what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's what I do, you know. I feel like, you know, throughout country music, there's just this really great history of just that, you know. We like our bling, we like our fringe, we like these things. But also just as a feeling for the album as a whole, there's just something nice about it. It's when you get a picture in your head, it's like you think of denim, you think of something that's like stands the test of time and is reliable and it feels good, and then all the little sprinkles on top.
Yeah, and also, you know, it's great because if you're invited to a party and you're like, is this a casual party? Am I dressing up for this party? Like, if you're coming to see Carrie Underwood or you're listening to this album, you're like,
both.
I know what I'm wearing.
I know. And I love seeing already, like, fans have been showing up to things, like, dress the part. And I love it. And it's like, it's become like a thing. It's like, we have our outfit for, you know, this event, CMA Music Fest. I know you were just in Nashville for that.
Yes.
Like, people were just ready for it, dressed for it.
And you on that stage in the stadium, just absolutely bringing it home. You know, it's always interesting as a fan when I'm watching someone like you on that stage with, you know, 50,000 people there, and somehow you still make it feel so intimate. and kind of have everybody in the palm of your hand. And how does it feel on the other side, like when you're up there? Because it must be too many people to kind of take in.
Yeah, I mean, you know that they're back there. And in that scenario, you can still see a lot of people. You can see where they end. In some like festival settings and stuff like that, you just have no idea. It's like the people just go on forever. But it's a lot of fun being on my end. I try not to think too much about all the people that are out there looking at me, or else I feel like I'd get really self-conscious. But I just have fun.
Speaking of festivals, Glastonbury, you played.
Yes.
I think it was the last time you were over.
Today. We were looking, it came up on my memories on my phone. So it was three years ago today.
Yeah, and we just had Glastonbury here last week. I'll tell you what, that thing on your phone, the memories, it's a great thing / sometimes, has it been that long, you know, when those memories pop up.
I get pictures of my kids, and I'm just like, oh.
Growing up so fast.
Where did time go?
What was it like playing Glastonbury? And did you know kind of the legend of Glastonbury before you did it?
Definitely knew the legend, and especially, talking about it with my people. It's just like, wow, this is, you know. I've played a lot of festivals and this one's special, but it was a lot of fun. The crowd was great. It was good. Janet Jackson blew me a kiss.
Oh, so,
yeah, she did.
That's a highlight.
I know. I didn't think she was. I was like looking around to see like who she, because we wanted to stay and watch her play.
What, me?
And, yeah.
Did you catch it or did you blow it back?
I kind of froze, and my friend who was with me was like, blow one back. I was like, I froze. Like the moment's passed, and now it'd be weird if I'm just over there like waving at her or something, like a weirdo.
Yeah, you have to make sure she's actually doing it to you.
Right. It needed to happen like immediately, and I just wasn't that quick or smooth. I was looking around me to see who she was talking to.
Oh, see, it's good to know that you have those moments as well, because we all have those moments where we're like, oh, I really messed that up. Can I have a do-over?
I'm awkward.
Are you?
Yes.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I think a lot of people in your position, everybody assumes like they're super outgoing and you know, all that. But I recently, I think you were talking about the fact that if it wasn't for your husband, you would just be quite happy to stay inside.
Yeah, I don't go places on my own. if it's left up to me and my devices, I would just be like a little homesteader and just stay home and do nothing. Yeah. I shouldn't say do nothing. I'm actually very busy when I'm at home, but it's chores. I'm doing chores.
Do you like doing chores?
Cause I do.
I quite like it. It's quite meditative,
yes.
I find.
Yeah, I love to garden. We have chickens. I'm always cleaning something or laundering something. I have two messy boys, and one, for some reason, likes to wardrobe change.
All right.
The day.
Okay.
He'll wear 3 or 4 outfits in a day. I don't know why.
Well, I wonder where he got that from, Carrie.
I know,
Underwood.
Right? I can't complain. I shouldn't complain, but he's 3. So
right.
I'm like, where are your pants, buddy? What did you do with them?
So. I'm glad you brought up gardening, actually, because a listener, Tom in Amesbury, and I don't know how they knew you were coming in, because we didn't tell anybody, but people find these things out.
Oh, they know things.
They know things. He said, can you please ask Carrie about gardening, because she's really good at it?
I'm not really. I'm learning.
Okay.
I'm learning. So we started it, I think, in 2019. And then somebody, I was gone a lot. We were on tour. And somebody else kind of handled things for me. And then in 2020, I was like, what else am I going to do? I'm going to get in there. So I made it a mission over the last couple years to work on things. And I've screwed up a whole lot, but it's like, I feel like I'm always learning, and things are just, they get better and better.
See, the next time you come in, we might have like a gardener's question time with Carrie Underwood.
Yeah,
we can
gardener's
have people,
corner.
You know, I've got, you know, an insect problem on my cucumbers.
Yeah, okay.
How do we fix that?
Yes.
You know, we'll do that next time. Okay. We won't put you on the spot now.
I bet it's quite different here though, as far as the things to,
things you can grow
with.
And, yeah, the weather for sure.
Yeah.
We'll find out next time.
We'll find out next time.
On Garden Time with Carrie Underwood on Absolute Radio Country. All right, I don't want to bog you down in this too much, but we have to talk about the numbers here, Carrie, because you probably won more and sold more since these notes have been made. But let's just look at these stats. 8 Grammy Awards, 16 ACM Awards, 7 CMA Awards, 23 CMT Awards, 17 American Music Awards. You've sold 66 million albums worldwide. and recorded 28 number one singles. And you're a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes.
Crazy. And I'm sure that you hear those stats read out to you a lot. But can you get your head around that? Because,
no.
I mean, I'm exhausted just reading that.
My brain does not compute numbers anyway.
Right.
God gave me a brain and heart for music, not so much for a whole lot of other things.
Right.
So numbers kind of make no sense to me,
right.
Which is probably a good thing. I have friends that are like songwriter friends or artist friends or whatever. And I feel like sometimes people can get obsessive over like numbers or chart
sure.
position or whatever. And I'm like, I'm oblivious. I just do what I do. And
that's probably the best way to be about
it,
I think.
It is. And I check in every once in a while and I'm like, oh, song's doing good. And it's like, yeah, it's doing good. I'm like, okay. So it's the information is there. I don't know, do my thing.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. And I saw you recently received your latest Grammy that you
yes,
added to the
yes.
to her sisters, I think you
yes.
said.
Yes. It's so mean when you go to an award show and you know, get something and you get to take your picture with the award and then you have to give it back. Because, of course, they want to put your name on it, which is wonderful, but then you have to wait for it. But then I guess it's like Christmas again
yeah.
when it comes.
Yeah, it's like you went twice.
Yes, and it's like, oh, it's here. Yeah.
So we love you here in the UK, and obviously, you know, you're a global superstar. And was that always kind of part of the plan? Was there a plan, or was it kind of like the awards and numbers where you're like, I'm just going to do my thing and see what shakes out of this tree?
Yeah, I think the latter. I think, you know, it's definitely, I feel like there's been more of a swell over since I've definitely been a part of this. I feel like there's been more of a push to kind of take country music outside of the U.S. more,
yeah.
which is really cool to watch. And, you know, now just with technology, it's just easier than ever to find
yeah, everybody
artists
can access
and,
it
right,
quite quickly, yeah.
Which is probably the biggest contributing factor. But it's been a lot of fun to be able to come over and, you know, meet people and play fun festivals and do some concerts and things.
So I think the last time you were over, we talked about Glastonbury, and I think that was Cry Pretty.
Yes.
So any plans, anything that we can let the people in on that you'll come back for a proper tour or anything in the
books? I don't have any bombshells to be dropping today, but that's all.
Exclusive, no bombshells
no
to be dropped
bombshell.
By Carrie Underwood today.
That would be great, because the fans here have always been really great to me. So hopefully we can come back.
It'll happen, I'm sure.
Properly. I think the biggest part of it in like planning everything out for this album was just not really having an idea where the world was going to be, you know?
Yeah, of course.
So it's like when we were making this album and writing for it and recording and stuff, it was like, well, let's write songs that, like, I want there to be a tour, but at the time we just didn't know if that was going to happen or be possible or whatever.
Sure.
So we tried to write music that would work well in a tour setting, because I was like, I feel like hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, but definitely kind of leaves a lot of things up in the air when you can't really firmly plan everything the way you want to.
Yeah, and I guess there's some sort of, you know, obviously it's not a great situation to not know what's going to happen, but a lot of artists that I've talked to are like, actually, it's made me kind of a snap out of an auto mode.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. It's easy, even though our lives are kind of crazy and we are always traveling and, you know, busy doing things. You do kind of like, okay, and now we make an album. Okay, and now we, you know, go on tour with it, and you can kind of take it for granted.
Mm.
So this whole, you know, the past couple years, everybody's been finding different ways to write with people, and some people are still, every once in a while you have to hop on Zoom with people and,
yes.
you know, kind of do stuff like that. So it kind of forced everyone to work differently, which, you know, was challenging. And of course, if it would have been great if none of that had ever happened, but you kind of learn what you're made of in the trials, right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
We can conquer anything.
Exactly. Makes you stronger.
Yes.
Although Las Vegas, you had two Las Vegas residencies, right?
It's kind of a
which is
an
a big old show.
Ended, yes, thing. So we'll be back. We're taking a little bit of a hiatus to go on tour, but we'll be back next year. So It's a lot of fun.
Those must be, because I went after CMA Fest, I went to Vegas for an Elvis wedding.
Oh, nice.
Right. And saw Luke Bryan while I was there, and I think it's the same theater.
Yes, it is. But my show's better than him. I'm just kidding.
But I was gutted that you weren't there. So, I mean, it just must be, because you can literally just throw it all at that show.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's so many great things, obviously, about like going on a traditional tour, arena tour, but. You know, being in a theater, you're in one place. You can kind of do some things like we don't have to pack up everything after every show. So we can kind of do some bigger things that, you know, can live there at the theater. We have like some aerialists and things like that because we wanted to make
fire.
Yes. Fire, water, everything.
All of it. And do you like Vegas as a city? Because it's so crazy, isn't it?
I do. But we don't do what most people do when they come to Vegas.
Yeah, you're not sitting in front of a slot machine.
Right. Well, we're not like partying, you know. Mm. But it's just wonderful restaurants and obviously lots of shows to see. And when I go, I'm away from my family for a couple weeks. So we usually just try to work as much as possible.
So do they not come with you?
They might come like at the end and then fly home with me just for a few days, but it's a lot.
Yeah, of course.
When your kids are little, I mean, it's a different kind of challenge. We went on the Cry Pretty tour when my youngest son was 3 months old. So that's when we started touring.
Wow.
So that was like its own challenges, but they're so much more portable. And now that like my oldest son's 7 and he's like, what do we do? Like he can't be content in a hotel room.
Right.
Like he was when he was, you know.
And
two
one
or
of
three.
Them like needs multiple costume changes every day. So
he,
that's a lot of packing.
He's like wardrobe. No. it's just a lot. So they won't be joining me so much on tour.
And what about when you come to the UK? Do you get time to kind of see the UK or go to anything, you know, do you get out and about or are you just kind of work?
A lot of times it's work, because we, you know, want to make a big splash at whatever we're doing. But this time we're going to get some leisure time.
So oh, yeah. So what's on the
once
list?
Once I feel
Harry Potter world
and jet lagged, I think we'll just wander about a bit.
Love
I just
want
to walk around. I feel like I haven't even just gotten to do that. Like we've done, you know, the double-decker bus tour. We've done stuff like that. But if you have any suggestions.
Yeah, I mean, the London Eye is always great. It's very touristy, but it's so good, right?
Yeah,
the views are amazing. And everybody who comes from America is obsessed with Dishoom, which is an Indian restaurant. Everybody wants to go to Dishoom. It's great. Yes, getting nods all around the studio.
Did you go there? Well, they went last night, and I was like, I need to go night, so.
Yeah, it's a thing, for sure.
I chose sleep.
Yeah, sleep over food, always. So Denim and Rhinestones is the brand new album that we're talking about. You said making this album you wanted to, as you just talked about, you know, wasn't quite sure what it was going to be, but also there's a real fun element, I think, to this album as well.
Yeah.
What do you pop on when you're wanting to kind of pick yourself up, you know, and have a good time or get ready before you're going out, if you're forced to go out, because we know you don't want to.
Go out. What is go out?
What? Excuse me?
What is that? I don't know. It really just depends on my mood.
Yeah.
It depends. I'm very random in my music selections.
You've always been great with new artists as well, and collaborations and kind of all of that sort of stuff. Are you keeping your eye on the new crop of country artists coming through?
I probably need to be a little bit better at doing that.
Well, you're busy. You got two kids. You're gardening.
Yes.
Got a new album.
My kids are big. Unfortunately, factor in what I'm able to listen to the radio.
So you're listening to the wheels on the bus go round and round.
I know. And they want like mainly TV kind of theme songs.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it'll be like, can you play Ninja Turtle songs? And you'd be amazed if you just type in like Ninja Turtle songs, how many different random things come up. Because there's been a lot of Ninja Turtle movies over this. But that's the kind of stuff we end up listening to in the car. So
maybe a cover of Ninja Turtle songs
maybe.
Next for Carrie Underwood?
Yes, perhaps.
I bet you it would be
Ninja
immensely popular.
With a twang.
So, when going into a writing session, you know, obviously on Zoom it's a whole different thing, but are you superstitious at all? Like, are you good luck charmy? Or do you take things in that like remind you of something to evoke something? Or do you just kind of go in with a blank slate?
I kind of go in with an open mind. because you just don't know where the day's going to take you. You don't know who's going to have the idea. You spend, you know, the first hour writing, catching up and talking to people, and also like who's got what, who's
maybe
got
a bit
the
of gossip
idea today. Oh yeah, yeah. But it's like who's got the idea, who's got the, does somebody have something musical that they've been working on, does somebody have an idea or a title or something, like who's it gonna be?
And you're then, a big is it notes on your phone, do you do that?
I do. I used to keep like a proper, you know, notepad, but now everybody just keeps stuff on their phone.
Yeah, 2022, Carrie.
Yeah, I know. Gotta get with the times here.
I still like an actual list, though, that I write.
Yeah.
Because it feels so good to cross something off, doesn't it?
It is nice, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my phone is just filled with notes about, you know, at the moment, it's like things I need to buy for a new puppy that's on the way. But you're, like, you've got, like, solid gold hits on your phone, basically.
I have a lot of stupid ideas on my phone, to be honest. But, and that's the thing, too. You'll be like, why did I write this down? Like, this doesn't make any sense. What
yeah, like,
I
in
thinking?
The moment, amazing. Yeah.
It probably would have been like, oh, my gosh, that's great. And you type it out, and then later on you're like, what is that?
But have you had a stupid idea where you're like, okay, that's a stupid idea, but it's actually ended up becoming something amazing?
I don't know, there's been a lot of just maybe not outright dumb ideas, but even like Denim and Rhinestones, like I had that in my phone and I was like, I don't know what this is or what it means, but I like the words together.
Yeah.
And I feel like we go together like Denim and Rhinestones. Mm. Like, it makes me happy automatically just saying that.
Yeah, so it makes us all happy.
That one could have gone south, I think, real quick.
But it didn't.
That being, yeah, one of my favorites.
Just taking a chance. So we talked about your gardening. I've also seen on your Instagram, I mean, your backyard is pretty much a mini safari park at this point, right? Like, so you had to get a snake out of your
garage. We live
garage.
In the country.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
We live out in the woods. Well, not woods, but in the country.
But there was an armadillo involved as well?
Yeah. So I will help anything. I'm that person that'll like stop and help a turtle cross the road. I don't like turtles. That's the one animal I don't like. But
why?
They freak me out. I don't like them.
They're so, do you know what freaks me out about them? They get so old. Like they go on for like hundreds of years.
They do get old. Yeah.
And like I know, life lesson.
Yeah.
Things get old.
It happens. No, I don't know. They just weird me out. But yeah, we had an armadillo. Something was clearly wrong with it. It should not have been up by our house in the middle of the day. I'm like, this thing is probably rabid. I don't know. I call my husband, who was on the tractor. I'm making us sound super country right now.
I'm loving all this.
He's on the tractor. I think he was cutting hay. And I was like, hey, there's an armadillo up by the house. And he was like, I'll come take care of it. I knew what those words meant. And I was like, I don't want you to kill it. I need you to help me get it. And he's like, what are you going to do with it? And I was like, I'm going to take it to the wildlife, like, rehab place. And he's like, they're not going to take it. I was like, I donate money to them every single year. They're going to take my armadillo. I'm not any trouble. I've only taken one bird there once.
They're like, oh, Lord, here comes Carrie Underwood again with an armadillo.
I called, and they were very nice and very willing to help. But I was like, I don't even know why I called you. Like, click, hang up. I called my dad. And I was like, can an armadillo bite me? And he said, no. I've seen them, but yeah, who has same. To mess with one? He was like, no. I said, can it hurt me? And he was like, well, they have claws, but I don't really know if they use them to, like, hurt. But he might, like, latch onto you or something. And I was like, if I grab it from behind, is it going to be okay? Am I going to be okay? And he was like, should be. And he's like, but they're real gross. And I was like, I know. So I got gloves and got it out. It sadly did not make it.
Oh.
I think it had some head trauma.
I thought you were going to say it's now called Janice.
No.
And it has a denim and rhinestone jacket.
No.
And lives in the den.
No, I named him Pickles.
Oh, Pickle.
Yeah.
Is Pickle now buried in the backyard?
No, he didn't. Actually, he didn't have a formal burial. My husband just took him off.
Is he now a pair of boots?
No.
I mean, there's so many options for Pickle.
No. Pickle stunk up our garage, though.
Oh, do they stink?
They smell terrible.
I mean, we have so. When you come back, not only gardening hour, but we're doing wildlife safari time.
I'm sure I'll have more things to, more tales to tell.
From Carrie Underwood.
Yes.
So Carrie, I took one of these online quizzes where it was like, you know, you're bored, you're passing time, you're in an airport lobby or whatever, you're waiting for your flight, and up popped, take this personality quiz to find out which female country superstar you are.
Okay.
Can you guess who I am?
I don't know.
I'm Carrie Underwood.
Well, okay.
Thank you. I was very pleased with that. So I
What did you say to make you be me?
Let's take the test, shall
we?
And we can find out if you are who
if
you
I'm
say
me?
You are.
Okay,
so to find out which female country superstar you are, first question, what's your favorite thing to drink? Is it a soft drink? Is it wine? Is it tea or coffee?
Wine.
Okay. How would your friends describe you? Chill, kind, or funny?
Chill. I wish it was kind. It's probably chill.
Well, we just have to go with what we are, don't we? Which art do you prefer? Modern art, abstract art, or classic art?
Classic?
You're a classic kind of girl. I think. All right. Of these hobbies, which do you prefer? Dancing, writing, or shopping?
Writing.
Do you prefer a sea view, a country view, or a city view?
Country view.
Which of these would be your favorite color? Purple, orange, or blue?
Blue.
And finally, your favorite instrument, guitar, saxophone, or piano?
Guitar.
You are. Are you ready for this?
Who am I?
You're Maren Morris. You're cool, you're popular, and you're sweet.
Well, okay.
So if you're just joining us, this is Absolute Radio Country. I'm Carrie Underwood. We're here with Maren Morris.
That's funny.
Carrie.
What makes you me, though? What makes somebody be me?
Well, that's the eternal question we're asking ourselves every day, isn't it? You know, what is life?
Like an ocean view?
How do you save an armadillo? Which country superstar am I? I was really wishing that would have came up and you were Carrie Underwood, because then we would have known that was scientific.
Something you can't believe everything you read.
Okay, that's so many life lessons with you today, Carrie. Things get old.
That's what I'm here for.
And you can't believe everything that you read.
Yes.
Carrie Underwood, a pleasure, a delight, a joy. Thank you for coming in to see us.
Thank you for having me.
Denim and Rhinestones is the album. We're obsessed with it. We've been playing Ghost Story, obviously, but should we play something else out? We can play Ghost Story. We love it. I'll sing every word right to your face, but we can play something else.
Play Denim and Rhinestones.
Let's do it. Okay, thanks, Carrie.
Thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
There you have it, Carrie Underwood in our Absolute Radio Country studios and right here on the podcast. It's so great catching up with Carrie, and I know she has a huge fan base in the UK, and I can't wait until she's back here on tour. She always puts on such an incredible show, whether it's in Vegas, her own tours, or on TV, or award shows. Like, every time you see her, you're like, oh, you're amazing. So thank you again, Carrie. We hope to see you again real soon. And we hope to see you again real soon as well. Remember, if you want to hear more interviews like the one that we just had with Carrie, then make sure that you subscribe to the podcast and give us a 5-star review. It really does help spread the message about country music, and it gets these podcasts out to as many people as possible. And I'll see you on the next one. Remember, keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.